Hey, you guys. How are you? This is Cheryl Denise here, Prophetess SD to some, Minister Cheryl to some. Been a while, and I know it's probably really loud where I am right now, but anyway, Holy Spirit inspired, so I wanted to just get on here and just let you know what the Lord is speaking to me, a few things that he's taught me about myself over the past few years and even as recently as the past few months. Again, I apologize for the noise. Apologize for my voice, too. I have had some allergy problems that have impacted my voice, and so it's a little hoarse. But I feel well, just might sound a little funny. And also, I'm eating, so is that rude that I'm going to be eating while I'm talking? So I hope that doesn't bother some or turn some off. Anyway, I really hope you guys have been very blessed the last quarter of the year. I cannot believe we are at the end of 2019. This has been a very rapid year. It's been a great year. It's been filled with some potholes here and there, and I think probably everyone could attest to that. It's just, you know, it's been some, you know, things that have happened. When it was happening, it was a serious thing, and then God would step in, and then it would be like a period of acceleration and blessings, and you know, God doing things that maybe we weren't necessarily expecting, or maybe he did it in a way that we weren't expecting. But either way, it has been a great year. At the end of last year, around this time last year, the Lord was telling me that this year would be the year of the rise. It would be a year that his people would rise up to new levels, and that they would, you know, learn more things about themselves, learn more things about their destiny, purpose in the earth, and that he would eliminate this seasonal periods of time where we said this is a season of this or this is a season of that. And he actually communicated that directly to me about mid-year this year. He said, yeah, no more seasons. This is just kingdom time. It's time. And so I've seen so many changes in just in my life personally, but just, you know, in general, in the kingdom and in the body of Christ. It's been just wildly amazing changes over that period of time. So, but I hope that it's been a blessing to you all. And I hope that you are taking time out to spend time with him alone, in quiet, and just, you know, tuning out all of the noise that we are, unfortunately, we've become accustomed to. We've just, our whole culture has changed. When I think about my childhood, and I don't even know if I could call it simple times, but definitely simpler. More simple times for sure, but it's changed. It's just so much, and there's a great expectation of activity and just noise of the world. And so, to be able to take some time out and just sit down, you know, lie down, get on your knees, get on your face, and spend time with God, and you know, spend time reading His Word, and just kind of meditating, thinking on what he's saying and asking him what it means to you is very important. And as the days grow more evil, it's going to be even more important. It's going to be, in fact, very critical. So I want to encourage you to do that, and to remind you that you're loved, and you know, you have a purpose here on earth. It's amazing. It's exclusive to you. And the one who knows all about it is the Most High God. He can certainly direct you. He's big enough to give you creative ideas and direction, you know, through Holy Spirit. He can give you wisdom, you know, as you know, our Savior is our intercessor. So he's constantly praying for us. He doesn't leave us ever. And he's constantly praying for us. He's hoping that we come into complete knowledge of the truth, whatever our truth is, whatever the truth is for the world. And that we capitalize on the fact that we have a triune God that is there for us. So every part of anything is covered. There's no place where the Most High has left for chance and for accident. So, you know, understand that these are not times of, oh, it just happened to do this, or, you know, there's nothing like that going on in the kingdom right now. Everything is very deliberate and very specific and pinpointed in alignment with destiny and purpose and kingdom agenda. So just be blessed to know that, you know, God loves you so much that he would be that specific, that exclusive to your life, to my life, to our lives, and that he would absolutely line out every point and just sit and just say, ask me, inquire of me. And that's what he wants for us to do. But that requires that we spend some time. You know, it's kind of like a romantic relationship. When you are with someone and you know, you're falling in love with them or you're in love with them, you study them. You want to know, you know, what makes them tick, what makes them happy, what makes them not so happy, what makes them sad, what angers them, what are they into, you know, what makes their, you know, their lid blow. Like, you know, you want to know what makes them churn on the inside, what lights them up, what sets them on fire. You want to know those things. So you study that person and you talk to that person, you get to know that person. And so that's what we need to do with him, with God. We need to get in his word. We need to understand the things that concern him, the things that make him very happy, the things that don't make him happy. The things that make him sad, the things that remind him that he gave his son for us and had him tortured and beaten and mocked and hung on the cross to be murdered. So, you know, we want to always have a life that reminds him that it was absolutely worth it for him to send the Savior here to die for us. So spend time getting to know who he is and build that relationship. That's the best and the most important relationship that you will ever have in this world, and ever, forever. Amen. That's it. That's the one. And any other relationship he gives you beyond that are just blessings. And extra ways that he blesses you, blesses us. So anyway, as far as some things that he's been sharing with me, I have just been watching how he is turning things, you know, and he's been telling me this for maybe the past 3 months or so. So it's kind of like a continuation of the word that I gave. Actually, it was also on audio. I just happened to be out and about and just pulled over and you know, became Oracle. But he talked to me about how he's separating. You know, he's separating or making, I should say, a separation of the wheat and the tares. He's being more definitive as far as our world, as you know, to show us who is wheat, who is tare, and who is sheep and who is goat. These are, you know, there's scriptures, and I'll try to look up some of these while I'm talking. But he mentioned in his word already that he would definitely separate the sheep from the goats. And I see that he's doing it. And I think many of you, if you think about it, you're beginning to see that there's definitely a shift, and there's definitely an awareness that's gaining, and people are learning who they are in God, in the Savior. They're understanding their place in the kingdom. So there's a huge awakening that's happening right now that's going on. And it really has the enemy very afraid, he's running scared, and he's frantic. It just feels like he's just all over the place with some of the things that he's doing. But in addition to that, that's a main point, and I'll get more into that in a minute. But I have to go back to that previous audio word. I tell you, you know, one of the signs of the prophetic is that what's spoken actually occurs. And so it's funny with when I give a word, or when he gives me a word, it just depends on the situation. But for the most part, there's usually a little window, like a lapse, between the time that he gives me the word and the time that I speak the word, like to actually put it in the atmosphere in obedience to him, and then the time that it actually is visibly, you know, available to us. So where we can see it, where we can pinpoint that, yes, this is happening. So with that, and this is not a, you know, brag on me thing. Cheryl Denise is just a person just like you. And I'm, you know, I'm a human, but I am a servant of God. And that's not something that I asked for. That's just what he chose me to be. And it's come with its own thing, you know. Anyone that has a prophetic call, or who, you know, God has touched in that way to do that type of work, will tell you it's not something you go around asking for. And people who do that, who go around asking for it, don't realize what they're getting themselves into, because it comes with heavy burden. It comes with a lot of reproach from the world, and even from inside the body of Christ. It comes with heavy points of, in moments of rejection, of attempts by the enemy. You know, he'll use people to try to shame you and dishonor you, because ultimately what he hopes to do is discredit you. If he can discredit your character, your voice, your accuracy, the fact of whether you hear from God or not, if he can discredit that, or at least plant seeds of doubt in the minds of others, then he feels like he's making you ineffective. And he knows that some people will be challenged to actually listen to you. So just you name it. I mean, my testimony is so rich. One day I will write a whole book, because it is a whole book. But one day I'll write that, some memoir, and just put it out there. Maybe we'll make it a screenplay or something. But I have a very rich and amazing testimony, and it's just filled with a lot of just really high, amazing points. And then some really, really low lows. And so, you name it, it's happened to me. but here I am. I survived, because it was God's plan for me to survive, and to do so in good spirits and with good heart, and loving him more than I've ever loved him. You know, every day I'm drawn closer to him, because I know he's got my back. I've seen him work in my life. And so that's the greatest testament that I can share with anyone, having been through so many things, is to say that he is faithful. He is absolutely faithful. And I'm evidence proof. I'm walking proof. I'm living proof. A living testimony. I'm a walking epistle of the power of the Most High God, to have gone through the things that I've gone through, and it's just still be happy, still be hopeful, and still be experiencing his blessings. Because I can see him, I can feel him, they're tangible to me. The favor that he has on my life is ridiculous. I think people know, I mean, even if you're not a spiritual person, or some people might say I'm religious. Not really. I'm not really religious, but I'm very spiritual and very connected to God. But even if you're not that, I think if you've studied me or watched me at all for, you know, any length of time, you probably can see some of the favor that's on my life. It's nuts. Complete bananas. So, I would just say, you know, to anyone who's doubting God, doubting that God exists, wondering if what those of us who are spiritual talk about is actually real, you could just watch my life and see that something's going on. That's for sure. No doubt about it. But anyway,